Sir Parks Casino, New Jersey, chime time. It's 10:09. It's the Dennis and Judy show.
I'm Mick Dennis Malloy. Dennis and Judy.
Mick Dennis
said.
Malloy and Judy Franco, yeah.
Yeah.
We were just talking off air with about how lovely the German language sounds, because Kai was stuck in Frankfurt, Germany.
Long time!
But it was weird.
So.
Like, Dennis has actually been with somebody of that
German extraction.
Persuasion. And I am wondering, like, kind of how is there a tender moment out of that accent? Because it all sounds pretty aggressive. You know what I mean? Did I tell you my parents went on a cruise and one of the stops was in Germany? And my dad got off the boat and said, I'm getting back on. I don't need to hear this. Remember?
Yeah.
He was like, it's too scary here.
And now Germany's being overtaken by migrants. So they're losing their country without a war.
Listen.
Yeah.
Well, so are we.
Yeah, well, we're bigger. It's going to take longer.
Yeah, well, hopefully, I always tell you, Dennis, the good news is we'll be dead before that happens.
And the good news, and turning to international events, locally, the good news is we'll be dead by then. Jane, over to you.
That's true.
I know
it's
scary, you know, for our kids and grandkids, we worry about the future, but
yeah, but once you're dead, I won't worry. That's right. True, Larry, but the good news is we won't have to worry about our grandchildren because again, we'll be dead. Back to you, Harry.
Right you are, Jane. Let's go to the weather desk now.
Right you are.
All right. So
I canceled like a really nice night out last night with my girlfriend. And I don't mean girlfriend, but like a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Because they were like scaring me. They're like tornadoes and things.
No. Okay. The Weather Channel, NJ1015.com, all of them, they like clicks. I'm not saying Dan lies. Dan's the most honest of all of them. But you put a little tornado watch in there and everybody's clicking on their weather app. We get tornado watches all the time. It's a bad thunderstorm. That's all. And then there's the conditions are ripe for a tornado. That probably is in every summer thunderstorm. Conditions are ripe for a tornado. The only time there was a tornado across the lake here 15 years ago.
Okay, but but it was supposed to be much worse weather than it turned out to be.
A heavy thunderstorm, you know. But the one time we did have a tornado across the lake, there was no warning watch, nothing. It happened because conditions are right. Every time there's heavy thunder, you know, the low pressure and the fronts colliding, you're going to have some nasty weather.
Right. Anyway. All right. Well, anyway, we have more important things to talk about. Somebody ran into one of your idols, Dennis, down in South Jersey.
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen. I also ran into her once, by the way, at a Broadway show. I didn't talk to her because, ew. But there were
people. You know what's funny?
What?
My friend texted me the story of her being spotted. He lives on LBI. You know what I texted back?
What?
Ew. She's exactly what you said.
You and I are the same about Rosie O'Donnell. And so she shows up someplace at South Jersey. God bless her. It's a free country. We will let almost anybody in. And then there are people. You know what's funny, though, Dan? I think there are people that are not necessarily fans of hers, but will stop anyway just because it's hard to hate up close. Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
And a famous person. I mean, I've had people who, you know, would recognize me in the old days of radio when I was like a radio star and would be like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I once wrote you the meanest letter or like, I hate you. But like, but they'd be so nice to me in person. And I would say, clearly, these people think a different thing when they see you in person, because Rosie O'Donnell could be like the loveliest person. We could go for a dinner at her house. And maybe she's the nicest person on 2 feet and we fall in love with her. But my opinion of her is just based on what I feel. So if I ran into her, I wouldn't be that thrilled. But maybe you ran into a famous person. Like, what if you ran into Rosie O'Donnell in New Jersey? Even if you don't like her, would you approach her? Would you let her walk by and just go, ew, over here?
1-800-283-1015. At Long Beach Island, she was taking a picture of family. I don't know who was in that photo. I couldn't identify who was what. And the photo by Old Barney, the Barnegat Lighthouse. Ray Romano used to, I don't know if he still does, vacation every summer. They would rent a house in Loveladies every summer.
And
he would be spotted at the mini golf place. The mini golf
how
place.
How about when Swift was here? Taylor,
oh, yeah.
I couldn't remember her name. Swift.
Swifty. I think that was Surf City or Ship Bottom she was spotted.
I don't know.
3 years ago. Yeah. Judy, so who have you seen out in public and you go, oh, you know, I know them. Do you approach them? Do you not approach them? 1-800-283-1015. You get recognized places, right?
Every once in a while. I mean, you do much more, but then again, you also leave your house much more. Yes. But I was so...
And I wear a t-shirt that says, I'm Dennis from Dennis and Judy.
Well, that'll do it also. But I was just in my consignment shop over here, back on the racks, dropping some stuff off. And... again,
I
don't get out.
By the way,
it's a cute name. And since I don't get out that often, I don't recognize that somebody's recognizing me. So a lady said, "Judy," and I'm like, "Yeah," and I'm like, "Oh shoot!" You know what that feeling when like somebody knows you, you don't know them, and you're supposed to know them.
Yeah.
So I look at her like, "I'm sorry." She goes, "No, no, no, you don't know me." You know when they give you that
right they, out
that relief, and she goes, "No, I'm just a listener." I'm like, "How do you know who I am?" Because you know, like
the internet.
But if you go on the internet
recognized.
To see us, you're a real fan.
Right.
And it was so nice.
Recognized yesterday?
Where?
Escorting someone to a colonoscopy.
Oh, my God.
So
every time I get a colonoscopy, the second I'm under, they tell me I look like somebody they know.
The second you're under?
Yeah, as soon as they start threading that thing in there, they're like, you know who you look like? No, I'm kidding. No.
So the nurse, I go back in the room.
Kyle, stop it. Kyle's looking at me like, what exactly?
I didn't know if there was a joke I was missing or...
Well, you know, the joke is that I went to the gynecologist.
Oh.
And they try to make small talk while they're examining it. Plus they move you down. So there's like... It's like, you know how the microphone, we learn microphone technique in broadcasting school,
mm-hmm.
Your thumb and your pinky, like that's how far the gynecologist is away from my body, right? And all of a sudden they try to make small talk. And my sister goes to the same person. So he goes, you know who you look like? And he was already like not looking at my face.
Right,
so it was
right.
Like an uncomfortable thing.
Right.
Okay.
You know how you avoid that? You do what Dennis's grandmother did, and you never go.
Right, you are. Go. So
he told it to somebody last week. He told it to a young girl we were with.
No.
Who was it? Yes.
I forget.
Dennis, where were we?
Oh, no.
I don't know. But
it had to have been here.
We were together somewhere. And it was, what's her name? Maddie that works here. Madison.
Your first line was, grandmother never went to the gyno?
She said, I know you guys, or whatever. And I'm like...
No, I think I brought it up just to freak you out.
Yeah. So he's telling Madison, I think she's hiding in the back. You'll never see her again in this building.
I don't blame her.
She's so scared. So Dennis is like, you guys are Dennis and Judy. Oh my God, nice to meet you, whatever. She works here.
Yeah,
so Dennis is like, I always tell this story about my grandma. And
it wasn't.
The gynecologist, it came up.
Nice
it
to meet you,
somehow,
Madison.
But naturally. And anyway, yesterday I walk into a room with somebody with a gown on and, you know, about to get a colonoscopy. And the nurse says, are you Dennis? I was like, oh, geez.
Oh, that happened to you when you were getting your vasectomy.
Vasectomy?
That's what I'm saying. Anytime somebody looks at your privates...
Yeah.
They recognize you. That's why it's weird. Do you ever think that you have, like, man bits that look a lot like other guys' man bits? Because every time somebody sees them, they go, well, you know.
Nobody saw them yesterday, Judy. And 34 years ago when I had a vasectomy, I was working in Philly. I wasn't even working here. Anyway.
All right.
Who have you spotted? What famous person have you spotted? And do you have a relative who's never been to a gynecologist? 1-800- 283-1015 is the phone number. Your call coming up. It is 1018. Time for New Jersey.
Jersey's favorite conversation. Dennis and Judy. New Jersey 101.5.
Dennis and Judy show. It's 1025 and we're talking about spotting celebrities running into famous people in public. Rosie O'Donnell was spotted at Barnegat Light or in LBI over the weekend. There's a picture of her on social media and other forms of media at the Barnegat Lighthouse. Anyway, who have you run into? A few people online and wanted to share their stories. This was years ago, but my dad was driving in South Philadelphia and saw Muhammad Ali. Jumped out of the car in front of him and jogged off into the streets. Something about boxing.
Didn't you tell me like he used to live in Cherry Hill and stuff?
He did. And people would come to his house and knock on the door and just say, hey, big fan. And he'd say, yeah, come on in. His assistant would answer the door. And there's a great story of a Courier Post reporter who went there like as a 12-year-old boy with a school assignment to interview someone famous or important. And he was just very gracious. He would let people into his house and BS and talk with them. He was a great guy. I don't know how long he lived in Cherry Hill, maybe a year or less.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's somebody that I would love to approach. But I there aren't very many people that I would approach because I just feel like when you see famous people, they're already tired of being approached. You can kind of tell when they're like not in the mood anyway.
Yeah.
And when Bruce, well, everybody bumps into Bruce. And when Bruce is around, because he really likes to live kind of just a regular Jersey life and go to regular Jersey places and be on his own.
Yeah, so the struggle with your property taxes, bro.
So he was actually at the Max's about a month or two ago. Yeah. And the owner called in, Dennis, because she wanted to tell us, like, you know, how excited she was that he was there and how sweet and how nice he was to everybody and whatever. And I thought, like, that's somebody that I would always go up to because, you know, I love him. I love his music and whatever. And we're not talking politics, so it would be sweet. It's a pleasant experience. But there are people.
Did you ever conversate with him?
I have, as a matter of fact, conversated many times with him. Of course, we're being facetious about the word conversate because
Kyle used it, but I looked it up. Conversate is an actual English word, but it's considered non-standard and informal. Yeah.
It was accepted about 3 years ago, as was orientated. Family orientated, because the thing is, if enough, just the same way, like we accept the use of they as a single pronoun, even though we're talking about one person.
I don't accept it.
Okay, I don't either. But excuse me, the dictionary accepts it because if enough people use something, then English changes. So now, people are allowed to say conversate, even though. And guess what? I think on accident now, I've heard it enough, even though Kyle doesn't use it anymore. I think that's it might actually be accepted then because
that's the one.
What?
Yeah, that's the one I was trying to think of. What's
yeah, but I feel like so many people say it now that it's becomes non-standard but acceptable. You let me know. Anyway, when you bump into a person to conversate with them, so I've been lucky enough to bump into Bruce a bunch of times, and I also bumped into Bon Jovi. His brother had a club in Seabright. And we were radio people, so we were allowed in and we went in. And he was there in like this little VIP area with his wife and a few other couples. And he was very, very nice. Actually, his wife was not that happy we were there. But I understand it must be really annoying to have like a famous spouse and every single second somebody's bothering you. You can't even have them to yourself. But it was cute. The brother brought us up there to introduce us. It was very cool. Very cool. He's good.
From the app chat. Maggie says, I met Kelsey Grammer at Ocean View Restaurant and Bar on Seaside Heights Boardwalk. He is the nicest guy. That's what I've heard about him.
So remember, then he was promoting some...
A beer.
Beer, right? Was that what it is? Yeah. So, our friend Robin, who should rest in peace, our good friend who passed away, she had a lot of She had a lot of interaction with him. And because she had bumped into it, because, you know, she's in PR, so she was, she should rest in peace, and had a lot of places to go where he would be appearing with this beer. And she said she never met such a nice, famous person, even though you could think somebody's being nice because they're promoting their product or whatever. But no, he was very nice.
You can tell.
So, they're brushes with greatness, that's what we're talking about. 1-800-283-101.5 on Dennis and Judy. We'll be back right after this. On New Jersey 101.5.
That station continues. Dennis and Judy on New Jersey 101.5.
We're back. And let the conversation ensue. We're talking about celebrity sightings, who was spotted out and about. One guy writes, I think it's a guy, Pat. Not my own experience, but I think it's really cool that Jason Kelsey has a house in Sea Isle and is seen out and about in town. He was at the farmer's market in Sea Isle the other day. Judy, he's, you know who he is, Jason Kelsey? That's
Of course,
Travis Kelsey's brother.
No, I know, I get it. I know some people might not know.
He played for the Eagles and he retired a year or so ago. And but he, I guess they have a shore house there, and he's out and about all the time, and very apparently very gregarious and easy to approach. His wife has a podcast, and I forget what it's called. It's something clever, whatever. She's cool. She's a very attractive woman, but like she's just honest, real, down to earth, takes no crap. I like her. Haven't spotted her, but
well, you didn't spot her. But if you spotted her, you might stop her, even though she's only famous by injection.
Yeah.
Or is she famous on her own?
Well, now she's famous on her own because she did the podcast and the appearances. And like I said, very likable, down-to-earth person. Just curious, do any of the three of you mind when you get approached and noticed by people?
No, I don't mind it one bit. I love it. It's so cool.
It's flattering. Humbling.
Kyle doesn't get approached.
Yeah, it never happened.
It doesn't happen?
No.
It's going to happen. I can't believe this year when you were actually just the third man and nobody noticed. Nobody.
I told Dennis off the air, went to go get a beer with my buddies. They know the waitress. I got there last. There's two of them sitting at the table. They told the waitress to say when I got there, oh my God, are you Kyle from New Jersey 101.5 to mess with me?
That's so
To which
mean.
I had the quick witty response of, I don't want any pictures or autographs. I'm having a beer with my friends.
Wait a minute. Wait, but
did you know it was a setup?
100%. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was like, nobody has ever said anything. This 25-year-old girl is not listening to the radio.
See, that's the thing, Judy. He travels in younger circles.
Yeah. Normally, it's like, you work in radio? What is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ask your parents.
Yeah. So somebody says, I'm sorry, but if I saw Rosie O'Donnell, I'd run the other way. I was watching something on YouTube last night. I couldn't sleep. And it was like when celebrities get noticed in public or when celebrities don't get noticed. Jennifer Lawrence was interviewing this woman about Jennifer Lawrence. And the lady said, I like Jennifer Aniston much better. And the woman didn't know she was talking to Jennifer Lawrence. And it was kind of embarrassing. But one of the clips was remember when Tom Hanks was jogging in Central Park and he just happened to stop in, photobomb this couple's wedding?
No, I do remember when John Belushi stopped into somebody's house that he didn't know and threw up in the washing machine. But that was the last time I ever heard of somebody just popping by.
Well, this made Kyle, do you remember it?
No.
I remember it because I have a thing for Tom Hanks.
Oh, that's right. Any of my kids all know.
Good or bad?
Anytime he hates him. Anytime his name comes up for anything.
And I watched some of his movies.
I saw that Tom Hanks movie and every one of my kids is like, don't tell Dennis.
No, I've watched several of his movies and some are good and some are just like stupid. But and some of his performances are ridiculously stupid, but he's this icon. Everybody worships him. So he's jogging in Central Park and he stops. This happened but maybe 2 or 3 years ago. Judy, I'm surprised you don't remember. And he stops and says, hey, congratulations, I'm Tom Hanks. And he took pictures and, you know, it's just like, okay, Tom, just continue jogging and smile and think to yourself, what a lovely moment this couple must be having in Central Park, instead of injecting yourself into their... Now, the couple, I'm sure, thought it was special, but what kind of ego do you have to have to inject yourself into someone's wedding photo moment?
I don't know. I think if I were that famous, I would have... Well, first of all, my husband does that to random people on the beach in the Caribbean.
What does he do?
Anytime we're in the Caribbean, you know, there's always some couple like on the beach having their photos taken, and he goes, can I get in? You're going to be so happy.
Well, they have a great story to tell. Some crazy guy from New York jumped in their photo.
And by
That's
the way,
fine.
Nobody has ever said no. The most he ever got was somebody looked and said, like, why are we letting this guy do this? But they always let him do it.
I love that because Mark's, he's not famous. He's a humble guy. He's a great, sweet guy.
And he's like, and then sometimes they look and he goes, believe me, you're going to be happy. You're going to tell your friends. And so for a minute, they go, oh, he must be somebody famous. Like, we just quick, let him take the picture. Probably 10 minutes later, they go, guys, that was nobody famous. It was just a crazy old man. But whatever, he got away with it. Anyway, I think if I were Tom Hanks famous, I would do that. Like, if you're Taylor Swift and you're walking down the beach, there is no doubt in your mind that somebody wants you in their wedding picture. Period. Is there?
Probably. And like I said, the couple probably found it like special.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just,
Dad, what if it was Clarence Thomas?
Fine.
Again,
but Clarence Thomas wouldn't do that. Clarence Thomas would not do that. And,
no.
And
okay,
I've
so
given Tom Hanks credit for some things, but other times he's at the ass, but sometimes he makes it. Well, I remember when Trump was elected the first time, he said, listen, we have a system. It worked. The guy was elected. We have another election coming up in 4 years. Make your voice heard then. He was like very calm and rational. Other times he was just like an ass when it comes to his political views.
Dad,
like I said,
he's
an average actor who's gotten some great roles, and everybody holds him up like God.
Well, and, I think he's a really, really good actor. You and I are always going to have this.
Jeez.
But I also think acting is subjective. For instance, somebody decided that Meryl Streep is extremely believable in roles, and then she's the best actress in the world.
Right.
But I also think Jennifer Aniston is extremely believable in roles. She's been in a couple of indie films where she really had to play difficult parts that nobody's ever seen. Who said she's not as great an actress as Meryl Streep? You know what I mean? It's all
subjective. Yeah, I like her better than Meryl Streep because she keeps her mouth shut when it comes to politics. She doesn't think she's important enough to that her opinion matters. So I'll vote for Jennifer Aniston.
Anyway, let's say you're Bill Clinton and I disagree. I got a better one. Barack Obama, who's pretty much single-handedly caused the beginning of the ruination of this country, okay? But he's great-looking, very personable, extremely famous, very recognizable. He's walking down the beach. He gets into my wedding photo. I'm psyched.
I think the couple was psyched, too. I just can't imagine being in the head of someone like Tom Hanks and saying, I'm just going to inject. I'm so special. I don't know. And on the one hand, you could say, well, he gave them a gift. On the other hand, really, you have that much?
If you're in Martha's Vineyard, you probably are getting a picture with Barack Obama. Right. You get married on the beach, by the way.
I've been sailing lately with Michelle, learning how to sail. I rode past his estate on a scooter a couple years ago when Marissa and I went to Martha's Vineyard. Anyway, someone on the app chat, it's Killer Tick, says, back in the 90s, I was playing poker at one of Atlantic City casinos, and the person that just sat down next to me was Jerry Orbach. I always thought he was a jerk out of Dirty Dancing, but he was actually very nice. Very nice guy. You know Jerry Orbach? Wasn't it Jerry?
Of course.
Orbach? Yeah. Yeah. He played the dad in Dirty Dancing.
He was everybody.
And then wasn't he like a detective on one of those detective shows?
Yeah, and he was also, he's been in every one of those shows.
Yeah.
He was he was great.
I remember
he was
somebody.
That face.
Was it you that had a crush on him?
What is screaming about?
They're screaming?
No. I had Kyle is screaming. Somebody just walked into the studio and I don't know who it is, but it's very exciting.
Maybe it's Jerry Orbach.
Do you want me to put him on the air?
Yeah, put him on the air.
I don't have headphones. I can't hear anything.
EJ!
Oh, it's EJ.
I have to go get my headphones. I'll come back.
Hi.
Okay.
Okay, bye. That was fun. And ladies and gentlemen, the return of EJ.
All right, it's 10:48. We'll check fast traffic right now. It's the New Jersey Time Check, sponsored by SellYourCarNow.com. It is 10:54 on the dot, and it's SellYourCarNow.com. They'll give you cash for your car on the spot. Dennis and Judy Show with special guest Eric Johnson.
Hey, nice to be back from vacation.
Also known as EJ. How was the cabin?
Well, you know, I have had another motive to go to the cabin. Not just vacation, but to hide out from local law enforcement. It's a great spot to do that.
Why were you hiding
out? I was getting messages online and in the mail, registered mail, that apparently I didn't pay my inheritance tax.
Well, wait a minute. You didn't inherit the cabin. You only inherited your house.
No, but being up there, I can hide from the local officials.
Oh, okay.
It's so remote and there's no cell phone service.
Oh, my
there.
God. That's horrible, EJ. So, I'm so, so sorry.
That's all right. So you guys sound great. It's great to hear you. And, you know, I'm driving into work and it reminded me of, I hate to say the old days because Kyle hates it when we do that. Remember when is the lowest form of conversation.
Remember when is the lowest form of conversation.
But hearing you guys on the air and thinking about when I was here last time, and I would drive into work and you guys would be on the air and I'd get here like 10:30. So it was sort of like, it was just very comforting to hear you guys together.
Nostalgia.
Well, thank you. And, you know, we heard a rumor also, EJ, that we wanted to run by you, besides about your inheritance tax. Somebody said, because we're talking about brushes with greatness.
Yes.
Is it true you ran into Rob Thompson from Matchbox 20?
Well, you know, apparently he got fired from Matchbox 20. No longer the lead singer.
No.
What?
That was Philly's manager, Rob Thompson.
Oh, what? They didn't like that song he did with Carlos Santana?
Not enough, apparently.
Wow.
All the old bits are back.
And Dennis is thinking, this is very painful. Oh. Wait, what's this thing with you and the Godfather? That's pretty funny.
With the poster?
There's a poster out there. They dragged me back in again.
Where's
the poster, Judy?
It's hanging in the lunchroom over here.
Oh, yeah, they hung it up in the lunchroom.
Impressive banners. Impressive.
Right. Debbie Impreza.
Yeah.
Impressive custom banners.
Yes. You. She's the best. She did the one that's in the back of my home studio, too, that put us at the center of, I don't even know if EJ knows this one. Put us at the center. I'm going to have to send him a picture of it. Put us at the center of all of these
sitcoms.
Oh, I've seen that. You have it in the background from where you're sitting.
Yeah. Kyle, have you seen it?
I can only see it through grainy footage. I don't know exactly what it is.
I got to send it to you.
Dennis, I was somewhat near your area last night. I had a meeting in Tom's River, and I took Route 70 all the way home. And, man, the skies were just nuts driving home. I mean, you go through the Pine Barrens, and then you hit that Red Lion Circle, and by the time I got to where the Evergreen is, by the way, that was packed last night. There were so many people there last night.
Well, they have some nights like car nights where, you know, people bring their old classic cars. But I go there for breakfast once in a while with my family, and it's just a throwback. That, you know, that building was built in, I think, the 50s or 40s.
I love that spot.
Yeah, it's a throwback.
And then right in that same area, you have those two little garden centers there, too. And we've stopped there a few times coming back.
One is a friend of mine, Red Top Mary.
Oh, Red Top
Market.
Yeah, it's a cool little area. But anyway, last night, it was like Auntie M, Uncle Henry. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was really. And you drove all through that nonsense?
I left the perfect time. I left Tom's River, then it takes you like through Pinewald and all these weird streets, and then you end up on Route 70. And you're going through the woods. And I'm thinking, well, you know, I feel very comfortable in the Pine Barrens because, you know, being a piney. But man, not comfortable in that weather driving. That was crazy.
I was down at Atlantic City Ventnor last week with a friend, and we were having lunch at Nucky's, which is.
There's a place down there called Nucky's?
EJ's uncle.
Well, right.
Distant relative.
So if you watch Boardwalk Empire, a character is Nucky Thompson in the show, but it was Nucky Johnson in real life. He was a real character. He was a county commissioner, I think, in Atlanta.
And related to EJ.
Yeah.
Distantly related in that he was actually his father was the sheriff of Atlantic County. And the great thing about Boardwalk Empire, they talk about the Black Horse Pike, they talk about Maze Landing. I guess just for those local references and the whole, well, I didn't like the fact that they called Buscemi Thompson and not Johnson. That was the only issue.
Well, we were eating at Nucky's, great place, and it's attached to the old Ventnor movie theater. They did a nice job rehabbing it a couple of years ago. And the barmaid, the bartender lady, nice girl, she's from Maze Landing. And she mentioned a section of Maze Landing, like Rose Garden or something? Are there different sections of Maze Landing?
Not that I'm aware of. Maybe they developed more on the outskirts of town in Hamilton Township. So maybe it was one of those sections on the outskirts.
Yeah,
I was in the old Maze Landing right next to Belcoville, which Judy denies his existence.
I think it's fake news.
It's near Mizpah and what's the other
Estelle
one?
Estelle Manor.
Estelle Manor.
Dorothy.
Mizpah. All right. Thanks to EJ for stopping by.
Nice to stop by.
It's the Dennis and Judy Show. More to come. Don't go away. The Bet Parks online casino and sportsbook app, New Jersey. Chime time is 11:09. It's the Dennis and Judy Show 3.0. Hi, Judy.
People are weird, Dennis.
Why?
When it comes to their animals, you know, people will spend so much money on their animals, and we just, like, you know, I not that I think anybody should, like, take their dog behind the barn and shoot it, but, like, in the olden days, if your dog had diabetes, you would bring your dog to the vet, and the vet would be like, oh, wow, this is, like, a sickness that a dog's going to die from unless you spend, like, thousands and thousands of dollars, and, like, you didn't have thousands and thousands, and even if you did, you would not spend it on your dog, so they would be like, okay, let's just put the dog down.
Yeah.
Today, a dog...
Almost every... I would say, Judy, what do you think the percentage of let's put the dog down decisions were made at the vet as, you know, when the dog was sick? If the dog's just going for his regular flea shots or whatever they get,
right?
It was no big deal. But if your dog... You showed up with a sick dog, I'm talking the 1970s, showed up with a sick dog, I would say more than 50% of the time... You didn't leave there with the dog. You put him down because it was some thing that would cost thousands of dollars to repair. And the family
but
just
also,
said, no, we're not doing that.
True, because in those days, an animal was different from a human. Today, people equate animals and humans. Now, I've had dogs. I'm a pretty big fan of dogs. Well, a lot of dogs. I don't like the ugly ones. I don't like pretty dogs. Not a fan of, like, those ones with the smashed-in faces or the one with the cone noses. You know I don't know the breeds, right?
Right.
Like, the cone noses are the ones that are, it's either French Bulldog or one of those, the Target dog. That one's hideous.
Oh, yeah, it looks like an aardvark.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and then there's the smashed-in, the pug. I don't like those. I don't like those ones that, like, feel like a pig skin. I don't like those, like, greasy.
Yeah.
But I like, you know, I have some breeds that I love, like mini Aussies. I love like Shepherds. I love like big mushy, like those golden doodles, you know, what I'm saying? There's a lot of like fun breeds and mixes that I love, but I don't necessarily think of my dog, never did think of my dogs as equal to my kids like a lot of people do.
Right. And when your kids were younger, you got the dog basically for them. The kids wanted a dog, right?
Sure.
Most families do that because the kids want a dog.
Right.
Now, you admittedly do not leave the house very often. There's someone always at the house, usually, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you get a dog now?
So Mark and I both talked about this because we really both would want a dog.
Okay.
But the thing is, we travel and we would never take a dog on a plane because I hate flying with animals. I don't think anybody should be able to have a dog on a plane. And I hated leaving the dog in the groomer. I mean, I'm sorry, in the, not the groomer. What's the name
kennel,
of the kennel? Not because like, oh, I miss my dog, because it was like so expensive. So I would love to have a dog and love my dog, but I don't want to.
Well, you have your son
in.
That lives there, right? Your son's there.
Yeah, he's actually begged me for a cat. Please, do you mind if I get a cat? But I don't like cats. And my other son has two cats. I try to tolerate them when I went to his house. But the point is this. We spend so much money on our dogs that it's become now that there is no difference between your dog and your child. And I wonder if there would be any amount of money that you would just have to say, no, it's time to put the dog down. And how much money do you spend on your dogs? Now, there are people who treat their dogs, like, I saw a wedding between two dogs yesterday. It was not legal, I don't believe, and binding in the state of New Jersey, but they did get married. There was also
mockery. That's a mockery of the institution, and it's an abomination. The reason we're talking about this is CVS now fills pet prescriptions at New Jersey pharmacies.
Yeah. How do you feel about Staffordshire Terriers? Well, you know, obviously I don't like them because they're scary. That's pit bulls, right? A Staffordshire Terrier? Isn't that a pit bull?
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes.
So I don't like pit bulls because they're scarier than any other dog. But the other thing is, I don't go breed by breed. I just go if the animal looks nice and isn't scary. You know what I mean? I'm not like a huge fan of Dobermans because they're scary. You're allowed to say that, right, still on the air? Or is that like racist?
Yeah, you're allowed to say anything you want.
Specious.
People get crazy, or breedist, not specious, but breedist.
Why? It's a species.
A Doberman as opposed to a Cocker Spaniel?
No, but I'm saying like to speak about dogs in this way is specious.
Specious, yes.
But then you're right, it's breedist.
To prefer one over the other. So how much have you spent on your dog or cat, and how much would you? Our dog, Max, the German Shepherd, was out of his mind and
the one who ate your... I always tell people about this. Dennis has a dog who ate his patio furniture.
Ate the patio furniture, ate the wife's bikini bottom, was just a bit a kid when a bunch of kids were in the backyard. Just a mess. And even a German Shepherd expert came over to help train him, and he said, yeah, no, we can't.
In trouble when the trainer goes, this dog is beyond fixing, just shoot him.
Well, he said, next time you get a dog, get it from a breeder that breeds them from Germany. He said, oh, and next time, good. What about this one? What are we doing with this one?
1-800-283-101.5. How much money have you spent on your dog, and do you know people who treat their dogs like human beings, like we'll have a birthday party for them? We'll give them Christmas presents and have a stocking for them. We'll bring them to restaurants. 1-800-283-101.5. No, it's not a pit bull. You don't know anything about dogs. That's true. By the way, none in New Hope. I don't know anything about dogs. The only thing I know is that pit bulls cause the most, the worst injuries when they bite people. That is a fact. And
you asked if an American Staffordshire Terrier is a pit bull. Yeah. There's an American, and then there's a couple different names for the breeds around that area. Yeah. So rather than, what's this guy's name? Nunn in New Hope? Rather than be, you know, mean or nasty or snarky, nah, it's not a pit bull. You don't know what you're talking about. Why don't you say, hey, Judy, the actual term is American Staffordshire, whatever. How, you know, contribute. Just don't be an a-hole and criticize. If we've said something wrong, help us out. Help the world out and correct it by saying, here's the actual term.
Nunn can do that because Nunn, I'm trying to click on his name. And I never said I know anything about dogs. The only dogs I love, like I have kids too, but I'm not a pediatrician. Like, I'm not an expert on children.
The point I was going to make about Max is when, even though it was a horrible dog and I should have gotten rid of him long ago, given him to a German Shepherd rescue or something, I hung in there and stuck it out for 11 horrible years of him just being a total mess. One time he got sick really bad, and he was throwing up, and he looked weak, so we took him to the vet, and the vet said he's got a huge tumor on his pancreas or his stomach or whatever. There's really no hope. We could send him to Penn. Penn at the time was the only one that was doing like pet surgeries. We'd send him to Penn, but there's no guarantee that he'll survive the surgery or the treatment. It's best you put him down. I said, okay, put him down. So one visit to the vet when he was horribly sick, the vet said put him down. I cried because the kids were crying. It was emotional, but there's, you know, I'm not going to send him to Penn and spend $20,000.
Well, Nunn's name apparently is John in New Hope. And I'll just say that I have no prejudice against any dogs. The only thing I know is the ones that, to my eye, are ugly.
And John, what's the name of a pit bull? What's the official name of a pit bull? Because apparently you know, but just tell us. Be nice about it. All right. 11:18, time for New Jersey.
Back to Dennis and Judy on New Jersey 101.5.
It's 11:25, Dennis and Judy's show. We're talking about how CVS is now taking prescriptions for your pets, which a lot of people will find comfort in that. A lot of people spend a lot of money on their pets, not only medications, but procedures and stuff that years ago the vet would have just said, well, you know, it's going to cost $10,000 and or this squirt here is $40. And, you know, dad would usually say, go for the squirt and be done with it.
Interesting.
But today,
my dad never gave me that advice.
Go for the squirt. No, what I'm saying, at the vet, dad's the one that usually was paying the bills back in the day.
And right, like, right.
I'm not spending $400 on whatever. So 1-800-283-1015 is the phone number. My dad was a very loving, caring, giving, wonderful guy. But when it came to a dog that had a problem that was going to cost thousands of dollars, he thought about his four kids and his wife before. And he's like, no, I'm not going to. I wouldn't lay that kind of money out. Kids, get over it. Pepper's gone.
Judy, please don't get a dog. You would get a dog for all the wrong reasons. Now I'm going to get one.
and none.
Just John to says, love it.
John says, sorry for the snarky response, but didn't who, offer. You know, the
John?
Guy that said, you don't know what you're talking about when it
oh,
comes to.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
That's so funny. I can't believe it. But Rem in Robbinsville, whenever I've had dogs and I've had, you know, many a dog in my life, I had them for all the right reasons because I loved them. But I just know that there's a difference between them and my kids.
David
maybe
is calling
Rem
from.
Doesn't.
David's calling from Hunterdon County. Hi, David.
How you doing?
Good.
By the way, Dennis, somebody else wrote on our app chat that that is the actual name. They just purposely left something. They left out Bull in the middle. Staffordshire Bull Terrier is a pit bull.
Okay, very good. That's what I thought it was something like that. So, David, you just spent $5,000 or $6,000 on your cat.
$5,486.15.
Oh, my God.
Wow, couldn't they give you 15 off? I would have beaten the guy for
Listen,
the 15.
You know, it has a lot to do with these animals, these pets. You know, the world's a crazy place, and people are just, nobody's happy anymore. Everybody's just miserable. When you come home, you're not just physically exhausted, you're emotionally exhausted. And these pets really bring a lot of, you know, a lot of emotional support in a time when the world's just a really bad place.
Oh, I and love when you have a dog and you or a cat. I guess I can't imagine with a cat because I'm not a cat fan. But when I had dogs and they would come up and snuggle with me, I mean, it was a beautiful feeling. I totally understand loving your dog. I just don't understand spending as much.
Well,
I just
cat,
don't.
I was
under-
a cat.
Yeah,
I was a cat hater for a really long time, and I don't know how this one cat just got under my skin. But he's 11 years old, and he's like my son now. And he does cuddle, and he's a very friendly cat. And, you know, we live in a rural area. I haven't seen a mouse on my property in 11 years.
That's yeah. a good
but,
thing.
When I had two cats at my house, that was the beauty. No mice. But, David, during World War II, my grandparents lived in a row home in South Philadelphia. One of their sons was called off to war.
Did she go to the gynecologist?
Different grandmother. The world was chaotic and in a horrible place at the time. And I didn't see people focusing on their pets like they do today.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. They do offer a comfort and an unconditional love that is unique, especially dogs, but cats can as well. But I don't know. As Judy said, society has changed. We're now putting them on the same level as humans.
I mean, I've asked people, like if there's a fire in your house and you could only save either your kid or your dog, which would you save? And people go, that would never happen. I'm like, right. No, that's an easy answer. It should be your kid.
Listen, David, do you have children?
The fire alarm the fire alarm went off in the house, and you know, we were on the phone with the alarm company saying, no, it's a false alarm, and it was a little bit chaotic there for a few minutes, and one of my daughters looked at the cat, and he was sound asleep on the couch, and she said, you know what he's saying? Well, it must not be a real emergency, because nobody's grabbed me yet.
Yeah, right. So true.
But what you said about no mice on the property for 2 years or whatever, utilitarian pets are great, like a guard dog or a cat that keeps the rodents away. Fantastic, but $5,000 because it's got a kidney stone or whatever. Give it to Squirt.
No, he was He was in pretty bad shape, but we got him taken care of, and I paid the bill. And listen, just so you know, I can afford to pay that bill, but I'm not a rich guy, and I noticed that kind of money missing. So, you know, there is a conscientious decision that has to be made, and it was really hard for me to do it, but I...
You mentioned a daughter. If the daughter wasn't there and a wife wasn't there, would you have still spent the money?
Of course 100%. He would.
Okay. He's under my skin. He said it's his son.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
But so a lot of times you don't want to hurt the women in your life, or you want to make sure they're not sad, so you spend the $5,000.
Well, that's a no-brainer.
All right, David. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate the call to New Jersey 101.5.
Got to take a break now. How much money do you spend on your pet? People are insane. Your call's next on Dennis and Judy.
Dennis and Judy on New Jersey 101.5.
We're back. It's 11:39, Dennis and Judy Show. I'm Dennis, that's Judy, and we're talking about pets and how much people spend on them. CVS now fills prescriptions for pets for stuff like allergies and diabetes and crazy. Like if my dad would be around today and thinking of raising four kids in the 60s and 70s and like, no, I'm not spending $4,000 or $2,000 or anything on a pet. Now, E, on the... App Chat says dog ownership costs $600 a year minimum. It's $200 for a well visit with a vet and almost $400 for other visit. The message disappeared. But yeah, it costs a lot of money. Somebody spent $25,000 in the last 18 months on one of their lives, spinal tumor, then spontaneous neurothorax, followed by autoimmune disease. I don't know if it was a dog or a cat. That's Marcy and Warren.
Autoimmune disease. Wow. Yeah. I didn't know dogs could have that. All right, let's go to the phones, shall we, Dennis?
Can we go to Mackenzie in Rahway?
Mackenzie might have his mouth full, Dennis, because as you know...
They're eating the cats. They're eating the dogs.
Mackenzie, my friend.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes. How are you?
You know, in Haiti, they like their cats and they like their dogs stewed or boiled. They like them like no other place in the world.
How are you?
Have you been?
I'm doing well. It's good just to hear your voice again, Mr. Dennis.
Same here. Good to hear your voice, Mackenzie. So
what, you were a huge fan of EJ's, Mackenzie.
You sure you want to know the answer?
So here's the scenario.
Mackenzie was misidentified
as a Dominican. Yeah. Right. And those two parts of the island don't see eye to eye.
No, no.
So, Mackenzie, here's the scenario. Your cat has a spinal tumor. Do you spend the $2,000 to remove it, or do you eat it?
I would say, if I have to be the kids and the cat and the pet, nah, I'm choosing the kids. The pet could just die.
Would you then eat it?
Maybe I should try a horse, right?
What's that?
Maybe I should try a horse, right? Horse meat.
Yeah. Horse meat, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sicilians
eat
horse
meat. No, they don't eat the horses. Stop it. Well, who does? The dogs and the cats. The Haitians.
No, but the Sicilians eat horse meat in some parts of Italy. In some parts of Europe, they still do. They find it quite tasty. Anyway, Mackenzie, have you had pets?
My grandma on my dad's side, she used to have pets. And then they mysteriously started to die one by one. And she had a cat, and then I think somebody like hurt one of the cat's eye, and yeah, it was walking around. So the pet started dying mysteriously. So
they started dying mysteriously in a stew pot. Or on the street.
Mysteriously dying on the stove.
All right, Mackenzie, you're the best. I love hearing your voice again.
Me too.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye. Mom, this animal's mysteriously dying. Maybe turn down the heat on the stove.
Go to a simmer. Go from a boil to a simmer, and you might save him. All right, Anne is in Voorhees. Hi, Anne. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
So I had, he passed away almost 3 years ago, but I had an epileptic mastiff, and I spent over $60,000 on him.
Oh, my God. Mastiff's a very large dog, right?
Yeah, he was 167 pounds. So big dogs are big. I have two now, but big dogs mean big vet bills.
Oh, yeah.
How much did you spend on him?
It was between $60,000 and $80,000.
Wow. And are you married?
No.
Do you have kids?
No. So there's your answer. I didn't have to worry about putting kids through anything because
right.
I had him.
Or another opinion saying don't do that. But yeah. It's almost 3 years. Have you gotten another dog since?
Yeah, I have two more mastiffs now. I rescued one who's blind and one who is abused. The blind one is an English mastiff, and he's 175 pounds. And the abused one is a Cane Corso, and she's 125.
A Cane Corso that was abused. So that's a big and sometimes and a powerful and sometimes angry dog. Why would someone abuse a Cane Corso?
I don't know, but she's got fear aggression, so she does have to wear a muzzle when she goes out in public.
Good Lord. What?
Oh, my God.
And the
that's
other one,
way more. That's so annoying. That's an annoying dog.
Plus, the other one, 165 pounds, he can't see. And then the Cane Corso's got aggression.
10%. Well, he's got about 10% vision, and so he can see, like, light-dark. The ophthalmologist said he could see light-dark.
He goes to an ophthalmologist?
Yeah.
I didn't even know there was a dog I'm dying.
North Star Vets has every specialty. I have a cat on chemo, and she sees an oncologist.
Is there a gynecologist?
They have a urologist.
Mm. Well, what do you do if you're, like, in labor and you want your dog to be, you know, I don't know, taken care of by a physician?
What?
You have a pregnant dog, right? Do you have to give...
Yeah.
Who's going to deliver those babies? You? Or don't they have an obstetrician?
Mine are all spayed. The Corso had two litters. But
I think I'm just asking. I think I'm just wondering if there's every specialty, if they have an obstetrician.
As far as I know, they don't have an OBGYN specialty, but that would more be at something like Penn if they do.
Do you work outside the home, Ann?
Yes.
All right, so you're busy, and when you get home, you've got big dogs and cats to, you know, deal with and clean up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all right. Well, God bless you. And
best thing I've ever learned, best thing I learned from this hour, Dennis.
Yeah.
And I have to give credit to Sloan in Freehold, is that we have a great name for a punk band if we ever decide.
Epileptic Mastiff.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
Now, when someone has an epileptic fit, they thrash about?
Thrash about.
So you get a 165-pound Mastiff with uncontrolled convulsions. And a Cane Corso, also a very large dog and very, you know, built to destroy things, that has an aggression issue that you have to muzzle. She's got her hands full. I thought I had my hands full working with you 2 hours a day. That lady has her hands full.
Let me tell you something. They call me the Cane Corso of talk show hosts.
Now, can I be a little snobby about the name Cane Corso?
Okay.
Cane, C-A-N-E. Mm-hmm. Is the Italian word for dog.
Okay.
And it's pronounced cane, not cane. But I guess to say cane corso...
Listen, I can make fun of all you Mitigans and the way you say hummus every day of your life.
I had hummus last night at Dory's in Medford. Great restaurant, Mediterranean. When you come here, I'm taking you to Dory's.
Well, if you want me to say cane corso, then you have to say hummus.
All right, hummus. I had hummus at Dory's last night. All right, 11:48, time for New Jersey Fashion. It's the New Jersey Time Check, sponsored by SellYourCarNow.com. It is 11:54 on the dot, and at SellYourCarNow.com, they'll give you cash for your car on the spot. Dennis and Judy show, talking about how much you spend on an animal. CVS is now filling prescriptions for your pets at New Jersey CVS pharmacies. And Shirley makes a good point. I'm Shirley, Lisa from Woodbridge, makes an excellent point about how busy they are at the pharmacy. Hi, Lisa.
Welcome back, Dennis. Hi, Dennis and Judy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to end the hour with the thought that when I go into CVS, usually the pharmacists, techs, and assistants are all overwhelmed. So perhaps if there's a CVS executive or Aetna executive listening, they could contemplate using all the empty storefronts that are all around every city now and opening a separate CVS pet pharmacy.
Yeah, and also compete with, like, those big...
Petco, yeah. Oh, you can't say stores. It. Maybe I can say it.
Yeah, no, you can say it. I can say it, too. Okay. Any of those big pet chain stores and offer, you know, all the pet supplies that they do, too, and make it CVS Pet. I like that. Excellent idea. And Lisa,
glad to have you back, and you both have a wonderful day.
Thank you,
Lisa. Thank you so much.
Very smart idea. But, Judy, I don't know how often you go to the pharmacy. Do you still go to the local pharmacy?
I go to an independent pharmacy, but to be honest with you, and I love them so much, I hate to even say it on the air, I use Amazon now.
Okay.
It's terrible.
So I go into a pharmacy occasionally to
But you know that Amazon gets it for you that day.
Like, I know.
It seems like
I could make the switch. So many things. That's another thing I want to talk about at some point is my addiction to Amazon and my addiction to paper towels. It's ridiculous. but when I go into a pharmacy, Rite Aid, I used to go to Rite Aid. Rite Aid went out of business. The one down the street went out of business. They said, all right, go across town to the one. That one went out of business. And I go to CVS across town. But when you go, Judy, you look at those bins. It's shocking to see how many of us are on medication. It's sick when you look at those bins filled with those little white envelopes that have your pills in it. And not only during flu season or when there's a lot of colds going on, you see people lined up to get the prescription, but just in general, we're on so many pharmaceuticals. It's sick and disgusting. But yeah, the other thing that you suggested was get my pharmaceuticals from Amazon. The reason I'm on pharmaceuticals is because I had a heart attack about 5 years ago, so they put me on some medication. I hate being on anything, but... You know, when I go, I'm just shocked at how many little white bags are in those bins. But maybe I'll switch to Amazon. And it's fun. You know, you said it years ago. It's like getting a present when you see a package at your front door. It's like getting a present. Like, oh, what'd they bring me? Sometimes I forget what I ordered. I don't know what's in that bag. I forget. I ordered two or three different things.
Every day I forget. Because every day, five pack. Well, I also have two families living here this summer. But right. Like, so every day there are five or six packages that come to the house. And we all run out. Like, it's Christmas.
And I don't go to the store anymore to buy shaving cream.
You see?
Like just the red paper towels, whatever. But yeah, if without paper towels, I think I'm single-handedly destroying the planet. I mean, I don't have a fetish with it. It's not a bizarre, weird thing. It's just that I use so many paper towels all day long. And what did our moms do? We grew up before paper towels. What did our moms do?
Rags.
Get a rag.
Yeah.
Get a rag.
Oh, but come on. Paper towels are probably the best invention of the 20th century.
I agree, but is it destroying the planet?
Who cares? You want me to go back to handkerchiefs instead of tissues?
We'll be dead by then.
Carry them around in my pocket? Yeah, don't worry. We're dying soon. That's the good news.
So the punk band Epileptic Mastiff?
Yeah, good one.
The opening band is,
Cats on Chemo.
Cats on Chemo opens good for one. Epileptic Mastiff.
Good one. Or Cancer Cats, we could call them.
I like that even better. So, Judy, it was lovely seeing you again today and hanging out with you.
It really, really was, as usual. And if you think we're lovely, wait till you hear what's coming up after us. Way lovelier, as far as I'm concerned.
Lou and Michelle, way lovelier for sure. And Kyle, very lovely as well. Thanks, Kyle.
Love him. We will see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same place. Love you all. Bye.